in a pretty general, consistent attitude of appreciation, the call of source will ripple through you like goosebumps. The call of source will give you thrill bumps. You'll feel ecstasy moving up and down through your body. You'll feel love moving in your belly. You'll feel your eyes well up with appreciation. When you are in a vibration of appreciation and you hear the call of source, which is calling you further into that which you have become, it feels so delicious, words cannot describe it. But if you are in despair, source still calls you, because the source that is you never stops being who you really are. And law of attraction never stops calling you toward that which you have become. So if you are in despair, the call of source certainly does not sound like appreciation or rippling ecstasy. The call of source feels like the next thing on the emotional scale. Do you know what the next thing is from despair? Revenge. We're not kidding. Revenge, rage, intense anger. Have you ever been depressed? You don't have to say it out loud, but have you? Have you ever been depressed? Have you ever felt utterly powerless about something? And then did you find yourself eventually getting mad, or maybe instantly getting mad? Watch the little ones. They'll show you. Give them the perception that they're not free. They'll show you revenge. And why does revenge feel better than despair? Take a moment and think about it. Because in revenge, you're taking some of your power back. In despair, you feel powerless. But in revenge, you're saying, oh, no, you don't. I'm the boss of me. Now, there are many who hear us, and if they were to hear only that much of the story, they would say, Abraham, you are big trouble. Because we've spent a lot of time trying to get our society not to be in the revenge mode. And we say, you go about it the wrong way when you punish them. You go about it the wrong way when you hate them or fear them. In other words, we understand most of your friends really would prefer that you be depressed than in the revenge mode. And the reason is because they selfishly don't care about you, they care about them. And when you're in the revenge mode, then they are not sure that they are all right. And we certainly would not leave you in the revenge mode. Source continues to call you forward. But what we are saying to you is that if you do not allow yourself to move from the depths of despair into something that feels better, then you can't move into something that feels better, which is hatred or anger, into something that feels better, which is less anger, into something that feels better, which is frustration, into something that feels better, which is hope and belief and knowing and love and appreciation and all of that good stuff. But we've never seen anyone who could set their radio dial on 6:30 a.m. and hear what's being broadcast on 98.7 FM. The frequencies have to match up. And if something in your life has caused you to set your frequency on despair, then you cannot jump all the way to appreciation. No one can. Law of attraction does not allow you to move that quickly up the emotional scale. Whatever you've got going on in your vibration is what you've got going on in your vibration. Now, let's say that you were someone who was consistently moving up the emotional scale. Someone said the other day, Abraham, your analogies are confusing. You want us to flow downstream but up the emotional scale. Now, which is it? And we say, you get the sense of what we're talking about, don't you? We want you to move in the direction of what feels good. And whether it's up or down, you can tell whether it is warmer or colder, whether it feels better or whether it feels worse. So as you are beginning to understand this emotional scale, where on the end of it that feels horrible is your perception of no power, and on the end of it that feels wonderful is your perception of power, we want you to realize that if you will begin to turn in the direction of that which feels better, if you let yourself move with the current, you always feel better. And rather than trying to figure out whether you are feeling despair or revenge or hope or appreciation, what we would like you to begin thinking about is, does this feel relief? That's the best label for the emotion that we could give you. You're reaching for a feeling of relief, because no matter where you've put your boat in the river, if you turn in the direction of the current, you always feel relief. And it doesn't matter what you call it, because it's a relative thing, isn't it? The other day, Esther was talking about something, and Jerry lovingly and incredibly mistakenly said to her, that sounds upstream to me. And Esther said, it was downstream to me. And this is the thing that we really want you to hear. Jerry was bipping along, living happily ever